This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. The White House Wednesday is searching for answers to disruptions in the U.S. supply chain as U.S. President Joe Biden hosts a virtual roundtable with U.S. shipping companies, retailers, and port workers unions. Many U.S. industries have experienced difficulties obtaining materials and getting finished products to stores and shops due to challenges from the COVID-19 pandemic, labor shortages, and spikes in consumer demand. In a statement ahead of Wednesday's meeting, the White House said business leaders are announcing a series of public and private commitments to move more goods faster and strengthen the resiliency of supply chains. The statement said the California ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach are moving towards 24-hour, 7-day-a-week operations. The White House says the two ports are the point of entry for 40% of all goods coming into the U.S. Supply chain disruptions are affecting all the world's industrialized nations. The International Monetary Fund Tuesday slightly downgraded its outlook for global recovery from the pandemic recession because of the problem. Also beginning Wednesday, the Biden administration is hosting a 2-day ransomware virtual summit with at least 30 countries to take part in a series of meetings designed to counter the shared threat of ransomware. A senior administrative official said the counter-ransomware initiative will begin Wednesday and Thursday, and participants will focus on four specific discussions led by four key U.S. allies. Australia will lead the discussion on disrupting ransomware actors and networks. India on bolstering resilience to withstand ransomware attacks. Britain on the use of virtual currency to launder ransom payments. And Germany for using diplomacy to counter the use of ransomware attacks. The administration says it hopes the summit is just the beginning of an ongoing international cooperative effort to combat the cyber attacks. This is VOA News.